Day 224, or August the 12th. There is no escape clause. Our thoughts today come from Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 44. Whoever flees from the terror will fall into a pit. Whoever climbs out of the pit will be caught in a snare. For I will bring on Moab the year of her punishment, declares the Lord. Another big picture surrounding this verse. God is the God of the Israelites and of every other nation too. That's true for ancient times and for the 21st century. Jeremiah has much to say to the surrounding pagan nations, and they will reject it at their peril. Many of these nations proved to be very powerful and feared by other countries, but significantly have all since disappeared. God reminds them through Jeremiah that ultimately he is in control. There is no escaping his judgment, so just live with it. That's not to say God is merely a master puppeteer and pulls our strings whenever he chooses, but he has a supreme plan which is for the benefit of all and which he longs for his followers to establish here on earth. And now today's action step. There are many times when we want to run away from God or deny his sovereignty over our lives, never mind over the whole world, just like Jonah the prophet, who did his best to escape from God's influence in his life, but failed to do so because in the end he did what God wanted, as it seemed the right thing to do. Sadly, Jonah continued to doubt and question right to the end. The prophet Amos said something similar when he declared, "It will be as though a man fled from a lion only to meet a bear, as though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall only to have a snake bite him." Amos chapter 5, verse 19. Throughout history, there have been examples of nations and individuals who were convinced they could outthink God. They all failed. I find this concept very invigorating. Fancy having a personal God who knows the beginning from the end and wants to involve you and me. We would be foolish to kick against him, so stop it now.